Samach Dalad and Xuvos Yudzain Adar Etoshim Membeis, March 12, 1982 on Friday.
The kasha of the Chinese on the Rambam against the Rambam. How can the Rambam mention the Rai that Tfila before Mila is good from Mubarash and Skyra and knowing Torah Tfila? But suppose she gives birth to the boy, so still knowing Torah Tfila. But he requires Mila, and that Mila will follow the Tfila. So it's a Rai that the Eved Tfila before the Mila is good. So we see from this Ramban that the Mugarish and his guy of no, it's all Tfile. So if a boy is born, if she gives birth to a boy, so then the Mila is required mitzakeros, not just as a Jew is mechuyev to be malusam. The Ritva is masik is chelik on the Ramban, and the Ritva says that in the case of Mugarish and his guy of no, it's all Tfile. So he doesn't even require Mila. He says, since he's a nuclear, so Mila is like the cable. So he doesn't require Mila. So we said the pshat in the Ritva is, the Ritva in the Rashba, as Reb Chaim said, that even if we say Muga Mabera Achime, so he requires a separate bicep Mila. But the Geus is half for the Geus of the mother. It's half the Geus of the mother. If it's half for the Geus of the mother, so naturally, the mother becomes a Bas Yisrael through the Tfileh, so Mele, the blood, the Meimei also becomes a Yisrael through the Geirus of the mother. So, and the Mele is only required like any other Jew that requires Mele. But the Kashi is against the Ramban. So the Kareneiron raises the Kashi against the Ramban. From the Ramban it's mashma that if she gives birth to a boy, so Mila is required with Teras Geirus, so the Mila it has to be based upon Zochim. He becomes a Geir only after he's born. So how could there be a kove between the two twin brothers? And the Yvonne says that when Mugarish and his guy born, then she gave birth to two twin boys, so Mila one brother is higher than Shesach and the wife of the other brother. So we see there is a kove. So obviously they become geirim before they are born, because if they will become geirim only after they are born, after the mila, so then there is no kove between them. There is no, that means they were born as goyim, and then after the mila they become Jews. So there is no kove between them. So why was the Gemara saying Yevomes that there is a chiyuv of Ishesach Mei between the two twin brothers? So we said, so I mentioned that the halacha regarding a korban bizman habayis. So the Russian Gemara is, Ger, da Chesom says, Ger ki komaise kom, lachshur en apshe limeyal biko. Limeyal biko. The Rosh Nagmor is limeyal biko. So the Shem Kovet says, at the end of Krisis, He says, Gilam Mechusa Kapore, Pirosh Bosalach of Mikochi, Upensil Isha Bibiose Mikuni. So, in other words, he's also not being called, he's also not being called, and he's even Pesel Isha Bibiose Mikuni. In other words, in regard to not being called, he does not have the full vicious soil. He has the full vicious soil in regard to everything. But in regard to the Isa, to the psu call, so until he brings the call, he brings the call either in his behem or shtei previs, so he's miukef nilomi bikar call, that means that vis-a-vis the psu call of Akum, until he brings the call, he's miukef nilomi bikar, and he pays him. He's paying Isha Buriosa Likune. If Nakam is born, I'll pass his oil. So she becomes absolutely Likune. So this girl is not a bias. If he's born, I'll pass his oil. Before the call, even though he had Milet, Philet, Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so he's paying Isha Buriosa Likune. What does it mean? That means that Ligami Lobby recall, this is Nakam. Davos Kov is Naki. And the only reason is why today one can't be able to go, because there is a Zasakosa when there is Seichel. So that means, when is a new can't be able to go? Prior to Davos Kov, only when there is a Misamigosh. But when there is no Misamigosh, so then, he is not new can't be able to go. So we see from that a very important result. We see that there are certain things that affect Deus, that are indispensable for Deus, without which he doesn't become Ger. And then there are certain things that are incumbent upon Ger. As a Ger, of course, a Ger is mechuyev to do all the mitzvahs at Torah, like any other Jew. But there are certain mandates that are incumbent upon Ger, b'tir as Ger. So the Mele, one of these mandates is Avos Kol. Avos Kol. So the halacha is, if a ger fails to comply with the mandates that are incumbent upon him as a ger, so then he is miukev milovim kol, and in regard to the psul kol of Akum, of which is chatma, so he's still lacking the full vicious Yisrael. So this is what I mentioned. He makes answering the kasha of the Kerenei against the Ramban, that we could, now the Miz, the Gimore, in Yibomes, so Tome Rabono, Dachne Gorom Dale, Gea Shemol Ovoi Toma, Reb Kuresa Reb Narezi Gea, Shechim Notzinu Vavisegu, Shemol Ovoi Toma, Toma Ovoi Mol, Rabbi Yeshua Yomiah Vezigeah, Shechem Otzinu Bili Moyes, Shetob Lo Goy Molo. Vachachom Yenemru, Tobal Goy Molo, Molo Goy Tobal, and Yigeah Ach Yomel Yivayil. So we pass like Chachom, neither like Rabbi Yeshua, neither, nor like Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, any Yigeah Ach Yomel Yivayil. Now the question is, now, so all the Shem point out, that Rabbi Yeshua is made there, that Lechatchile, Yigeah, a ger has to be nivel and tevil. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua only says that with tefillah alone, the eved is a ger. But so is his soil all. But with tefillah, he has to undergo nivel also. Not only as a Jew, because every Jew is mechuyev to be nivel, but he's mechuyev to undergo. Mile lechatchile midraitze as part of Geus, but he acquires vicious soil even without. And the blessing is made even though he says mo veloi tova lahezigea, but lechatchile he has to undergo tefila. Why? Because why do the chachamim say that any ger at yom ha'mitzvah? Because mile we learn out from the obvious. We must take it. So they had Mila. And Tvile, so we learn out from the Mois that they had Tvile. So in other words, that's why the Chachamim say that both are the Akiv Yeget by men. So Lezer, who says, Harizik Yashar Matzimba Misim Shekolu Voloitovu, Voloitovu, he is made it that Lechatchila we learn how it seems the Mois had Tvila Mishaspanito. That's what Gemara says here. So the Mele, Lechatchila, every Gea is Mechuye, it's incumbent upon a Gea, Bitiras Gea, to undergo Tvila also. And to undergo Mele as a Gea. Also, according to Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Yeshua says Tvila is the only thing that is lacking. So the Mele, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua will both be made it. Rabbi Lezer will be made it. That if a Gea will be Mele, the Loi Tovah, even though he's a Gea, but his Miukep will only be called until he undergoes Tvila. Rabbi Yeshua will be made it, even though he's a Gea, according to Rabbi Yeshua, with Tvila alone. But he'll be Miukep will only be called until he undergoes Tvila. He will not have a deal like in Yisroelol. Yisroelol is not what we call. He has, if he is not mal himself, so he has an aveira and a chiyuv kores. But he's not looking what we call. But this guy, according to Rabbi Yeshua, will be looking what we call, because the machloike between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachomim is in regard to the question as to whether Mila and Tvila are both indispensable for Deus. So Rabbi Yeshua says no, only Tvila is indispensable. Rabbi Lezer says only Mila is indispensable. But everybody agrees, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that we learn out from Robes and the Mois that Mila and Tvila are the mandates that are incumbent upon a Ger as a Ger. And Mila, as long as a Ger does not fulfill the mandates that are incumbent upon him as a Gea, so the Mele is Miukev Lomi Mikol. So in regard to Lomi Mikol, he still lacks the full Dushas Yisroel. And this is the Shittes HaRambam with Gabi Kabbalas Mitzvahs. So according to most Rishonim, Kabbalas Mitzvahs is Maki. Kabbalas Mitzvahs is Maki. On the contrary, you'll see that according to Tesvahs, and according to Tesvahs and the Rambam, and then most Rishonim, so Mila and Tvila is not yakin diabet that it should be bifnishleishim. Diabet, it's effective even if it's not bifnishleishim. Mashiach in Kabbalas Mitzvahs, Tetzvahs and Ramban say, so even diabet, if it's not bifnishleishim, so it's yakin, he's not a gear. The Rambam Shite is the contrary. The Rambam Shite is that Mila and Tvila require Bezin. Mila and Tvila require Bezin the way the Bach explained the Shittes HaRambam, because it's not so clear what the Shittes HaRambam is. But according to the Bach, so Mila and Tvila require Bezin, and even the Eved, he is not a Ger, if he is Mol or Tobal, shall live with the Bezin. But Kabbalas Mitzvahs is not Me'akiv altogether. But from Rosh HaRambam it's Mashma, that Shlomo was Oser to marry Bas Paray, even though she underwent Geirus, and the Geirus, and she became the Bas Yisrael, in view of the fact that she remained in Venice and Rizore. So the male of the Kabbalas Mitzvahs was not the Kabbalas Mitzvahs, because Kabbalas Mitzvahs does not mean just lip service. So if the Kabbalas Mitzvahs does not result in the changed behavior pattern, so the male of the Kabbalas Mitzvahs is Kibul Hoyo, is Kimando Ese. So Mimele, Shlomo was not allowed to marry Bas Paray. But once he married her, he was not mechuyev to divorce. Why? Because the Shittes HaRambam is, Kabbalas Mitzvahs is not me'achid. And the Rambam is chilek on the other Rishonim. But Kabbalas Mitzvahs is one of the mandates that a Ger, that is incumbent upon a Ger. Incumbent upon a Ger. Let's say a born Jew, he's not obligated to be Mikabel Mitzvahs. He's Mechoyim Mitzvahs. Whether he's Mikabel or he's not Mikabel, he's Mechoyim Mitzvahs. Mashiach in Igea. So that's the obligation that is incumbent upon Igea, to be Mikabel Mitzvahs. So the Mele, if he doesn't comply with the mandates that are incumbent upon Igea, so he's Miuke, Milobi Mikol. Milobi Mikol. But that's the Shittes HaRambam. Now, we'll see, now, with that, we can understand many things, and this seems to be a very basic principle in Deus. In other words, there are certain things in Deus that affect Deus, that are indispensable for Deus. And there are certain things that, while they are not indispensable for Deus, he can become here without them, but they are incumbent with the rights upon here. And so, and if he doesn't comply with that which is incumbent upon here, as here, so it's you can't belong in the court. Now, there is a law here, Akin Rebbe, and Havor Basisol, Havor Kosher. There is one man, Mandoma, who says, Akin Rebbe, Havor Basisol, so his wife is a Mandoma. But we don't pass like that, Mandoma. We pass. Rabbi Akiva says that Akin Rebbe, Havor Basisol, so have one Mamza. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that Yish Mamza Chayev Lav. So, but we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, we pass like Shinra Kimoni. So the male Akumere Dabal Basisoel, so Avlad is kosher. Still now. Rabbonim in America are not chinshish. Not chinshish for the Shidis of Hashem. That Akum, that even though Akum Bere Dabal Basisoel is Avlad kosher, but it still requires games. They're not chinshish for it. I don't know why they're not chinshish for it. I can't understand. But I know great rabboni are not chayshis for that shit. So, but there is a shit of shame. And that's the shit of Rashi. That the shit of Rashi is Rashi. Rashi in Prayers says just the reverse. But Rashi in Dushin says that Akum David Abor Basisroel Avat Kosher means he's an Akum Kosher. But Geos he requires, naturally, if he's an Akum, so then he cannot be a Mamzer. The Pesul Manzeres is only Shayach by Israel, not by Nakum. So the Rambam, so the Shite of Rashi, in Pirko Eimer, Rashi Dab Samaches, on the base. Lein Mikosoma Rabbine. Lein Mikosoma Rabbine. Oh. Omer Rabbine, oh. Noch is min Olam, how do we know that Vlad Nochis, Yisroel Habola Nochis. So Habola Nochis. So the Vlad is in Nochis, not Misyachis. After the biological father. So Omakro is his Hattenborn. Ashkechon the Litabs of the Bush. Alright, this is Hattenborn implies that you cannot have chit. So, Vlodekameisam Noah, because this is Chattenbaum implies two things. First of all, this is Chattenbaum implies an Isa. You're not allowed to be Mishatten. And then, this is Chattenbaum implies a Slile. You cannot have chit. You cannot have chit. So, Ashkechon, when it comes to the Bushi, Vlodekameisam Noah, how do we know that Yisroel Abor Anochis? So the blood is going. So Amar Abeichen and Mishim Rabshim Beinuchoy Yudomako Ki Yosir Az Beinucho Ma'acharai Beinucho Abo Mi Yisrael Yisko Beinucho Bein Beinucho Abo Mi Yisko Beinucho Beinucho Lodno Amar Abine Shmamino Ben Bitcho Abo Mi Yisko Beinucho. In other words, a Yisrael has a daughter, and that daughter marries a goy, and then they have a child. So Ben Bitcho Abo Mi Yisko. So he's misyachis after the mother, he's not misyachis after the father. Neime kosoma rabine, even kichovim, the eved avoah bas Yisroel, havlat mamzer. That's the girse of Rashi Yushin. Neime kosoma rabine, even kichovim, the eved avoah bas Yisroel, havlat mamzer. So because he says, so he says, Ben Bitcho, Habomin and Kichomin is called Bincho. So that's right. So Rashi explains it. Lady Kosova Rabin and Kichomin Bebe, Habal Basisola, Mamzagasin, the Oselashino, the Vishadino Limbosar in Kichomin, the name of Kichomin, the Disgaea Limutalon in the call, El Bosar Israeli Shadino, the Hibisha Babeko Nela Blay, Havel in Israel Posse, Kishon Eli, Mimishemo of Dushi, the Tambas Tisi, Shemamzeli. Shane Mirochel Tishma Mamzeres. Nay, the Shamino Mene, the Koshale Habe, with the Shotale, Bazar Israel, Lee Snail Babere, Mamza Mirochel Tishma Mene. כי דאמינו ביבומס, דימם זה על מי שסוג אפיאלי, מה יש לסעוד דינו על הבושנה ואישנו בושנה אחר אחרס, ועלו כוסף, שעבד ממזה לסומך ללויה וממזה רחוק, אף כל שאין לו לבדושנה, אבל יש לו לבדושנה אחרת, אף כל כך לזה בשביל פוסל מקרה, כי שום יהודים בעבי ומחלו לו אב לא יעשה שאין לו ממזה. So, רשי חז בגילסה, נאים בקוסוב הרבינה, אם תיכון בהם דבר בסיסרוי על הממזה, לא רגע סימון, בקוסוב הרבינה, נאים בקוסוב הרבינה, נאים בקוסוב הרבינה, אם תיכון ועבד הבוא בסיסרוי, הבוא הסיסרוי הוא הבת כושר, אבל כאשר, סופן לי מורה סייז, נהי לי כושר להב, so, so, but, פוסל מיקרי, so, but Rashi rejects that גרסי, and Rashi says that the right גרסי is, נהי לי כוסוב רבינה, אם היא תחום באמת, אבל בעצי סחול, אבל ממזה, because, since he says, that בן ביטחו אבון מיקרובים נזכור בינכו, so that means that he's not מסייחריס, after the father altogether. So the male, if he's not Mishyachis after the father altogether, you'll be shabdinally basarit kichobi. Dinimele kichobi mu. Vim nizgaya li mutalo mikom. Because if Rabbine had held that in kichobi mevet abuah bas Yisrael, habat kosher, so it would mean kosher, and akum kosher. So it would require gayos. So the male, so maybe he couldn't be considered bimcha if he would be an akum kosher. So Gemara says no, even though he says nei the kosher lehave mamza lehave posel mikra. Anyway, so that is the shite of Rashi, that the koni to mandoma akum lehave gavol bas yisroel avat kosher. So it doesn't mean Havat Kosher is Yisroel Gomu Kosher, but it means Havat Kosher Shadino Lei Kosarovi. So Melo Shadino Kosarovi, the Psum Mamzeres can only be Chal on Yisroel. And in Akum there is no Psum Mamzeres. So Melo is Kosher, but he requires gifts. Now, that's Rashi Shikim Yushi. Rashi in Peres says the reverse. I mean, so Mishenim point out that Rashi was chesed for Mishim. Now, there is a Gemara in Peres, and that Gemara in Peres is mentioned as Keneged Rashi Shi. Omar Rab, the Gemara says, Omar Rab Adabarab, Livio Sheyoldo, Gno potam heisloi. Gno potam heisloi. If a Levio conceived from a Levio, a Bas Yisroel, that is a Bas Levi. So she conceived and she gave birth to a child, and that's a Petarechet. So the Ben is potam of heisloi. So the Gemara has the Kashi. So the Iba Mima, she conceived from him. That she conceived from Mikain or Levi, my little Levi, I feel the same is not. So the father, so the blood, the son, is a Kain a Levi. So the male, a Kain a Levi, is put up in a bed. Elodina be Israel. But she conceived of Israel. So why is she put up in a bed? The Maskona of the Gemara is that even when Bas Levi marries a Yisrael, so the son is a Yisrael, because Mishpachas Ha'apkoi, Mishpachas Mishpachas Ha'ikro, Mishpachas, but from Pidin Aben, she is born. It's a special law, because he's told in Petarechen, and since the mother is Bas Levi, Bas Keyem, so he's born Pidin Aben. But right now, the Gemara assumes that as long as the Ben is in Israel, even though the mother is a Levia, so he's higher than the Ben. So you know as the Kasher, El Diva in Israel, Limishkechisom, Beisabahisom, Ksi, so he should be higher than the Ben. Why does Rabban Barabbe say, Levia Shiol, no potam Israel? Amarav Pope, the Iva Mevet Chot, that the Chabad of the Rabbi is reference to the case where the Levi or can see of a goy. So the male, the bear, so he's not Mishyachis, the child is not Mishyachis after the father, he's only Mishyachis after the mother, after the mother. So he's potter of being a bear in view of the fact. Now, right now the Gemara is assuming that where the child is Mishyachis after the father, and the father is Israel, since Mishpachas Avkul Mishpocho, so Mimele, he's Chayim Pim, Chayim Lamed. But that's only if there is a Mishpachas Av. But if she can see from the Goy, so the son is not Mishyachis after the father, he is only Mishyachis after the mother, where there is no Mishpachas Av, in this case, where she can see from the Goy, so then Mishpachas Av is also Mishpach, and since he becomes a lady by virtue of the Mishpachas Av, so the male is Potter of Pinam. This is what the Gemara says. Hello, the Iva Melichot, the Goy thing, and you shouldn't say that this thing is only true, Ali Ben Mandoma, Amy Zamine Savla. Amy Zamine Savla. And I feel Mandoma, Amy Zamine Savla, Levi Possum Mitre. Levi Possum Mitre. So, Amy Leitin Ali Mandoma. So Rashi says here, Viloitin Ali Ben Mandoma, Amy Zamine Savla. Misakasi Hobbes. Vikali Mandoma, Amy Kona, Baubas, Israel, Albat Kosher. Die Bosarim ist ja nicht so. Und ich im Hoche Porta bekam ich so hin. Er war viel, und man war noch nicht an ihm. Es war klar, that he is it. So, that in the blood is in Mamsa, die ich hatte nur in Bosarim bekommen, ab im Hoche Porta, die Levi Posen nicht mehr. Heute die Isle, Schmo de Levi, even though he is in Posen, so he still Porta of Pina Bet. So, takes his points out. Now, Rashi explains here, when we take a little mandoma, any zamen is a blah, that means the mandoma who says that Akum Meod Abobas is for about kosher, so it's any zamen. El Afil mandoma mizamen is a blah. Even the mandoma who says Akum Meod Abobas is for, so he's a blah mamza. So the mele, even Akum was go out with Yo, so the son is a mamza. So you can say he's a mamza, that's a koyer precious lady. He doesn't tell each other. Because he's a mamzer. How could he be a mamzer and have a shemlevi? So, Kamashmo, no. There is no mystery. What can be a mamzer and be a lady? So, since he has a shemlevi, even though he's a mamzer, so he's potter of peanut. So, this is how Ash explains it. The way Tema with Mandoba in his army, so he says, So Rashi explains, Ruloi said the Mandoma, Ali the Mandoma, Amy Zamine Sablat, there's a Mandoma who says Abad Kosher. So then certainly that is part of Pinabe. Because Abad Kosher, so he's not even a Mamza. El Afil, Mandoma, Mizamine Sablat, so that means that he's a Mamza, so still, he's still part of Pinabe. Because Levi Possum the Mitzvah. This is how Ash explains. Teitzes explains it just in the reverse. Teitzes in Pheres explains it here in accordance with Rashi's English. It's a remarkable thing. I mean, the Teitzes in English is really kind of Rashi. But Teitzes in Pheres explains it in accordance with Rashi's English. Rashi's English. And Rashi here in Pheres explains it just the other way, in accordance with the Shita of all the other Rishayim, who are Chilin Kamash. So Teisa says, Umandom amizamin hayim man vishodol in bosari lichom, ki lipirish bekuntres, vikol in izamin, mishul de lichom mizom homine, ki lavurino, mishor shebonocha o shalchavo hipu bazumo, vliposke zomen lichom, umandom alim lichom veered abob atzisrol ala kosher, shodolei, Shodalei Bosar in Chovim, Abu Mandom, Abu Mamzer, Shodalei Bosar Bas Yisroel, Ulhoche Shaya Bei Mamzer. So the Mandom Abu says Mizami, so in other words, Mandom Abu Mizami, okay, שנבד הילך אחר עקום, שנבד הילך אחר עקום. So, שחיים הם מנדישות עליהם בסרים לחוגת, לקרוא לי מזוהמים, שלחוג מזוהמים. ומאן דאמר לי כחון ועבד על בס ישראל, עבד כושר, עבד כושר, שוט עליהם בסר, די בכחוגת. So, דבר דאמר says, אם חומר ועבד עבור בס ישראל, עבד כושר, אז הוא שוט עליהם בסרים לחוגת. So, אבו מאן דאמר, עבד מאן זה, שוט עליהם בסר ישראל. So, in other words, so Mizamin thesis says, he's the Mandoma who says Avat Kosha. Avat Kosha. So he's not the Mamza. So, and A Mizamin is the Mandoma who says that Avat Mamza. So that's in accordance with Rashi Shite in Dush. But then he takes and says, Ubi Kunifas Kirashif. Here Rashi explains it just the other way. Anyway, Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite in Gushni and Tetzves Shite in Preres is that the Mandoma who says Akum Veved Avor Bas Yisroel Avat Kosher, so he requires Gerus. He requires Gerus. So then everybody raises the Kashi against Rashi in Gushni. Here the Gemara says V'loi Tein Avim the Mandoma Re'nizam Nesavlat El'afil Mandoma Nizam Nesavlat Loi Biposun Mikre. It doesn't make any difference how we explain whether Eimizam Sablad means the Mandoma Avat Kosher, and because he's not a Mamza, and or Eimizam Sablad means Sablad Mamza, so it's not that it doesn't require Geus. But the Gemara says the fact here that according to both Mandomas, whether the Mandoma who says Mizam Sablad or the Mandoma who says Eimizam Sablad, so the Ben is caught up in a Ben because he's a lady. He's a lady. So the question is, if we say that Akum Veved Avor Bas Yisroel Avat Kosher means he is Yisroel Kosher, then we understand. So if we say Avat Kosher, then he's Yisroel Kosher. He doesn't require Gerus. If we say Avat Mamzer, so he's Yisroel Mamzer. So he's a lady. But if we say like Rashi in Gidush, that Avat Kosha means he's an Akum Kosha. If he's an Akum, so naturally he's a Kosha. An Akum cannot be Mamzer. But he requires Geus. So too, he's part of being a Ben, because only if someone is born as a Jew, so he's Chayav being a Ben. But if someone is born as a Goy, and then through Geus he becomes a Jew, so naturally he's not Chayav being a Ben. So he's not Chayav being a Ben because he's a Ger. So the Gemara should say, according to Mandoma, that Avat Kosher, so then he's part of Pina Ben because he requires Geus. The Gemara says something else. The Gemara says, Levi Poslui Mikra. Levi Poslui Mikra. In other words, V'loi Seine, Limando Aul Mandoma, Eini Zamenes Avat. That means that Avat Mamza. So then it goes without saying that he's part of Pina Ben. Elafil Limandoma Mizamenes Avat. That Avat Kosher, so he requires Geus, so still he's put up in a Ben, because he's, even though he requires Geus, Levi Poslui Mikra. No! So the Gemara should say, he's put up in a Ben, because he's a Goy. So it's like a firstborn son of Goy who is disguised himself. So, Chayav Bin Aben. Only a firstborn son who is born as a Jew is Chayav Bin Aben. Not a firstborn Goy who is disguised himself. He's not Chayav Bin Aben. And the Gemara says that the reason is why he's part of Bin Aben. Afil Mandoma Mizamin is Avlad, and Tesis explains it. That's in accordance with Rashi Shite and Midushi. Mizamin is Avlad, that was Shadino Leibosav Ovi Vakum, and Akum are considered Mizomi. So he's still part of Bin Aben because Levi Poslui Mikra. So the question is, according to Rashi Shite, and according to Tetzve Shite here in Preres, is the same Shite. Rashi Shite in Dush, and Tetzve Shite here in Preres. So, Akum Veved Avor Bas Yisroel Avat Kosher means, Shadino Leibosarov Ibaku, Veyu Kosher. If he's Nisgaya, so he can marry Bas Yisroel. If we say Avat Mamzer, he cannot. But if we say Avat Kosher, so Shadino Leibosarov Ibaku, and if he's Nisgaya, like any other guy. So his mutter will be cold. It will be cold. So he should be put up in a bed because he's not a Jew. He's a Ger, not because he's a living person. It's a very strong kasha. Now, there is a Mishnah in Dushin. Kaptaufne daf samachtes. Rest Mishnah Perek Ha'imer. Kaptaufne Ha'imer yichil imamzer mitoyer. There is a way for a mamzer to cure himself of the psul mamzeres. The generations, doesn't mean he can't cure himself, but the generations. Keitzat mamzer neisi shifcho. Mamzer is allowed to marry a shifcho. Then, so it's vodokimei. So what is the blood? The child is an Evet, then he's an Evet, so then the old Jews in Mishtar Shechur, Nimtza Ben Nechir, so that's, there is a way of curing the generations from the Psul of Mamzeres. That's Raptar, and we pass like Raptar. Rav Lezer Einayir, Hareize Evet Mamzer. Hareize Evet Mamzer. So Rav Lezer says, no, that if a Mamzer would marry a Shifcho, so of course, so initially there were deal like hell. So that means the child, the son, so is an Evet. But then, when the old is Mishachalim, he still has the Psul of Mamzeres. That's what Rambam says. We don't pass that. Omer Rambamoza, my time with the Rambamoza, but at all, there's a loch of initially when there were deal like hell. The Omer Kro, Loi, Holachacha Psul. Loi holachacha psul. So unless because there is a kosuf loi holachacha psul that if let's say the offspring of two parents, the father and the mother, so no matter who is the apostle called, the offspring of a couple, one of whom is a psul called. So the child acquires the psul kol of either parent. In other words, if let's say a Yisrael has the aloha, it's kol mokim sheyesh dushi v'yesh aveiro avlad helech ha'apom shemishneir. So let's say a mamzer will marry a bas Yisrael. A bas Yisrael. So the child will be a mamzer. A Yisrael will marry a mamzer. So the child will be a mamza. So in other words, so it doesn't matter who is a psul kol, whether the father is a psul kol or the mother is a psul kol. The child, the offspring acquires the psul kol of either parent. If the father is a mamza, so even though the mother is not a mamza, the child is a mamza. If the mother is a mamza, even though the father is not a mamza, the child is a mamza. And even though the marriage is beheta, let's say a mamza marries a geyeres. So it's muta, lovely. So he's allowed to marry the heiress, but the child will be, will be mamza. That's the aloche of lei holachachapsu. That's why the Blesa says that if he mamza marries the shikho, and then so he's an eved, and then God is mishachalim, so he still remains a mamza. Why? Because he acquires the psul kol of the father, even though he is nikrei after the mother, and he's an eved, he's not a mechilin, but in addition, he acquires the psul kol of the father. That's the rabbono. That means a tawfin. Haruki Yisrael shenos mamzeres. When do we apply the zakos of loyal lachapsulei that the child, the offspring, acquires the psul kol of either parent in the case of Yisrael Shinos Mamzeres? So then his misyaches after the mother, and his misyaches after the father. So the aloha is, as long as his misyaches after the father and the mother, so he acquires the psul kol of either parent. Salt right hamim mishbechesom misabesoms. So the male, Yisrael Shinos Mamzeres, since the father is not a mamzer, so the child should not be a mamzer, or so no yap. ורק לזה, לאו, אבו גל דסים מפריזו מזווי סום, או שלא יפקי, או חנם אבו גל דסים ואין שלו לדעו אותי או אינו, או שלא יפקי. ורבונו, רב קרב, כל ולד משיף עוד מייניס, כי ולד במי בהם אדום. So we see a very big fish, at least according to the blessing. Now, the blessing will be made if he runs away with a sheep and he has a child. The child will hit the biological father, the mamza. Will he be hired, we say, as maki ovi will make, as maki ovi? Costa, because everything is yichas. So Eved, when an Eved marries a sheep, that's the natural way, so the, and then the child, the Eved, will hit or be colored. The father, so he will not be hired, we say, because Eved is yichas, it's our. So the blizzard will not be chilek on the aloha that everything is yichas. So the blizzard will be made there, that even the case where the mamza marries a shifcho, and then he has a child, and the child will be chilek in the father of the mamza, or in the color of the father of the mamza, he will not be chilek, he said, because everything is yichas. Still, the blizzard says that the child sees the biological father is a mamza, so the child, even after he is nishtachrei, so he has a psula of a mamza. Why? Because of lo yolach ha-chapsula. What does lo yolach ha-chapsula imply? That the child acquires the psula call of either parent. But he's not a parent, he's not misyachis after the father, the mamza. So according to Rav Lezer, the halacha of lo yolach ha-chapsula is not based upon yichas. Even without yichas. Even when Al-Bedini is not his Yachas, and legally he is not considered his father, because everything with Yachas, Mamza Shemoso Shifcho, but the Xeras HaKosuf of Leo Lachapsula implies that without Yachas, so the child acquires the Psul Kol of either parent, whether he is Misyachas after the parent or he is not Misyachas after the parent. So he still acquires the Psul Kol. That's according to Rabbi Zera. So it goes without saying that this is the halacha according to Rabbi Zera. The question is, how about the Talmud, Rabbah? They say that Mamzer Nechim Nitoya, Mamzer Nisishifo, Nishtachrei, Harizeh Buteh Abubat Yisroel, is not the Mamzer. So what's the pshat? Maybe Rabbi Talmud is really kind of Rabbi Zera. Where is Rabbi Zera holds? That the Xeras HaKosuf of Leolach HaChapsula is not based upon Yichas. It's a special Xeras HaKosuf that the child acquires the Psul Kol of either parent, even though he's not Misyachis to the parent. So Rav Talpin says, when can we apply the Aloche of Leolach HaChapsula? Only if he's Al-Bedi Misyachis to the parent. But if he's not Misyachis to the parent, So then we don't apply the aloha of the aloha of the. That's one possible pshat in Matal. But then there is another possible pshat in Matal. Just as Rav Lezer is naming, just as Rav Lezer says, that the aloha of the aloha of the is not based upon Yechetz, does not depend upon Yechetz, and even without being Misyachetz, after the biological father, he still acquires the psul kol of the biological father or the biological mother. So that's according to Rabbi Zera. So Rav Talpin agrees with this principle. But in the case of Mamza Shemesi Shifo, so here there is a special Xeras HaKosuf. What does that Xeras HaKosuf imply? That is Roto Kemeso in the same way as Akum Haboa Bas Yisroel, so the child is in Israel. So there the Alochi, the child is Misyachis after the mother, and is not Misyachis after the father. If Akum is Baal Bas Yisroel, which has a child, and then the child is the color of the mother, or he hits the mother, so it's high risk. Masha'inke in the case of Mamza Shemesi Shifo, Mamza Shemesi Shifo, or in the case of every Shemesi Shifo, every Shifo. So suppose the child, he is a din of an Eved. In other words, he's nikra rachmi mother, but he's in Misyachis after the mother, the aloha is Eved in Yiches, Shifo in Yiches. So if an Eved marries a Shifo, and then the Shifo has a child, so that child is not chayav lakoas, obim, oya lakoasim. So an Eved is mufke of Yiches altogether. even when it's a natural marriage between an Eved and a Shifron, the way it has to be. So even such a child is not Mishyachas after the mother. So the question is, so why do we say that the child is an Eved? So why is he an Eved? Why? Because he's Mishyachas after the mother? He's already not Mishyachas after the mother. The answer is, there is a special aloha of Oisha Bilo Devo Tiyala Dinero. So the Gemara formulates it, the Rabbanon, called Vlad Bimei Shifot Nainis Ki Vlad Bimei Meilot on it. So it's not based upon the Ches. There is a special aloha that when a Shifra has a child, it doesn't make any difference who the husband is. Whether the husband is a Goy, or the husband is an Eved, or the husband is a Yisrael Gomor, if a Shifra gives birth to a child, so the child is Nikhar after the mother, without Yiches, because he's not in Yisyaches after the mother. So there is no Yiches. So it's a special aloha of cold blood Bimei Shifot Naimis, Ki Vlad Bimei Himodome. So that means he's Nikhar after the mother. Nikhar the mother. So it's not based upon Yiches. So in any way, he cannot acquire, so the Matav says, since there is a special aloha, which is not based upon Yiches, because the child of the Shifra is not in Yiches at the mother, he's Potter Lakoso, he's Potter Lakoso. So, but it's especially for Zakoso, for Vlad Shifra, Vlad the Shifra Tanisky, Vlad the Madome, that is neither at the mother. So, Mimele, the Xera Zakoso for Loyola Hakatsula, it doesn't apply, because here, that the aloha of Leila Harapsua does not depend upon it. So Leila best the pshat in Rashi. When Rashi says, we see that there is such a thing that one can be in Israel, Gomor, and still Ligabi Psuko, so he does not even belong to Israel. Let's say Bisman advice, someone, a girl was misguided, a mule, a few, a couple of mitzvahs, he didn't bring a call. So he's Israel Gomor. But relative to the Psukol of Akum, so then he is not in Israel. He is not in Israel. So the Mele, Rashi Shite in Dushi, and Tinsves in Prayers is that Akum Bele Gagov as Israel of Kosher means that he is Kosher, and if he is Misgaya, he is allowed to marry as Israel. Of course, Rashi has to be made it that Ben Bitro, the Gemara says, Shmanu Ben Bitro. So what do we call Bincha? So he's a Yisroel. He's Misyaches after the mother. If Akum is well, that's Yisroel. So the child is Misyaches after the mother. So the child has Bishas Yisroel. And he's not Misyaches after the father. But we see that Rebbeza says that Mamza Shenosa Shikho and Shikhe, not Yolobeh, so he's a Rebbe. And Shikha Soeved, so Reza says, Hariz Mamzer, even though the child he was never Misyachis after the father, but because of Leola Harapsule. So that means that the child can acquire the Psukol status of either parent, even though he's not Misyachis after him. And the reason is why the Talmud is Chilek is because it's special aloche of Vladim Meheim Shifot Nainz Vladim Meheimodom. It's special aloche of Yishu Odeo Tiyol Adineo that the blood is nigger after the mother. So he cannot acquire anything from the father. But only in case of Shifo. But in case of Akum Agol Bas Yisrael, the blood is Misyachis after the mother. And he is Yisrael. And he's not Misyachis after the father. But he is the biological father. So he acquired the psukol of Akum from the father. Even though he's a Jew, the Cholat Horim, but we got me the psukol. He'll acquire the psukol of Akum from the father. And this is not an impossibility, because we see that if Gerb is Manabais, if he was misguided or didn't really call, so then he's a Jew, he has precious Israel, but he's also a call. So that means that until he brings a call, he has the psukol of Akum, even though he's a Jew the whole dwelling. So Akum Mevel Abob as Yisroel, he's Mishyachis after the mother, so the Mevel is Yisroel the whole dwelling. But since there is the Zakosu of Rei Holach HaChapsule, that the child acquires the psukol of either parent, of either biological parent, so here too, he's not Mishyachis after the father, but he's still the biological parent, the biological father, so Melee he acquires the psukol of the biological father. So he's also going to be called. So in order to be mafkia, the psukol of Akum, and be mutal of the call, what does he have to do? To undergo geus. To undergo geus. So when Rashi says that he's an Akum kosher, Rashi doesn't mean that without geus, so he's a good God. No, he's a Yisroel Chaladvori. But since he has a biological father who has the psukol of Akum, even though he's not Mishyachis, so just as Rav Lezer says that when a mamzer is Nesi Yishivcho, he acquires the psukol of the father, the mamzer, even though he's not Mishyachis after the father, the mamzer. So here too, even though he's not Mishyachis after the father, he's Mishyachis after the mother and the Jew, but he acquires the psukol of Akum, and in order to be Matkia, the psukol of Akum, he has to be Mizdaya. So Rashi says in Dushin, so Akum Bevel Abol Asher Avat Kosher, and if he's Mizgaya, he also is Mutar Lo Mikol. But even if he doesn't go through Geus, he's still in Israel. But he's also Lo Mikol, until he goes through Geus. So we can understand this Gemara. The Gemara says, the Elo, the Abre, the Tichot, the Lord came out of the Mandona, the Imi Zanah. So the way Tisvis explains it, and that's in the columns with Rashi Shita Yudushin, Eimizam Nesavlad, Elafil Ulemandom, Amizam Nesavlad. So Eimizam Nesavlad means the Mandona who says, Akum Ben Labogas Yisroel Abad Mamzer. So, but Elafil Mandom, Amizam Nesavlad, the Chadino lay after the father, the Psukol, but a Jew he is, because he's Mishyachis after the mother. But still he acquired the psukol of the father. That's Mizaminus Abad. That the Akum are called Mizuomi. So he has the psukol of an Akum. He's still Potter of Pinabed. Not because he's a Ger. He's not a Ger because he's Mishyachis after the mother. He only has the psukol of an Akum. So Levi possible with the Mikveh. In other words, he's a Levi because he's Mishyachis after the mother. And the mother is a Levi, so he is a Levi, he is a Shem Levi, but at the same time it's possible to be called until he goes through a process of Eos. But since he is Mishyachis of the mother, so he is a Levi, he's born a Levi, even though he has the psukol of Akum until he goes through Eos, but he's Potter of Pinatah. So in other words, so we see that there is such a thing that someone is in Israel and he has the psukol of Akum. So that is true of Idealis Manabais, who went through Deus, Mila Trile Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, without bringing it home. And that is true according to the Rambam. A girl, even with Manazeh, who had Mila and Trile but did not have Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, so he's a girl. And that is true according to Rashi Shiddi Yidushin. And this is in Preles, regarding Akum Be'evid Abba Abbas Yisrael, Zavlat Kocher. He requires Deus, so it means he's Mishyachis, Ben Bitcho Habo, Min Anochi, Kol Bitcho, Kol Bon Bitcho, but still, in order to be Bobi Bikol, to be Bobi Bikol, so he has to undergo Geus. Now, we see, we'll be able to understand certain halachos. Why Rabbonim in America, I spoke to outstanding Rabbonim, who carry out deals and were involved in the Indian, why they don't require that anyone who is a child of Akum, Habo al Bas Yisrael, that before he marries Bas Yisrael, he should go through the ills again. I don't know. I told the Jesus Hashem in Rashi. It's true that Shulamot doesn't pass for him. But in regard to status, I think that we should be machia. But Rabbanim in America don't, are not machia. When I was in the special tour, I saw there was one student like that, whose father was a Nochri, so then he underwent deals. Now, the two Yerevei Sina Rei Samaches says as follows. Geyo Meilet Yehovim Shebovi Nizgaye Eni Geyer Achiyomu Vinitve Hoyo Mimeo. Now, suppose a goy comes to the Nizgaye. It comes to the Nizgaye. So, in order to become a Geyer, he has to undergo Nile Etfil. Suppose he's immolt. Suppose he's immolt. Kosa brach she'eru et hakon avon bonot nimulim v'nichnosim b'kor do yigaya b'tvir uchigea choshim v'hach shlo zarel avon lo yu. It's a very amazing shita. We don't pass for a year. We don't pass for a year. But the rach shita is that if he gea, if he go, he comes to the Nizgaya. And he's already know, he cannot perform in it. So, we pass him. All we have to do is to do Atav Dabriz. That's all. Is to do Atav Dabriz. But the Rach Shita is Shita Siyot. So the Rach Shita is Eru Itakone. In other words, he's not allowed the Chafura to marry Bas Yisrael. Avol Bonof Nimurim V'Nichnos Mikor. But the Jew is. The Jew is the whole Advorim, but the Chafura is not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. Now the question is, what kind of awach is it? What kind of awach is it? So, this, of course, that's a shita siyachit. We don't pass on like that shita. But it seems that the awach, the pshat in the rach, is based upon the same ones, upon the same principle. In other words, there are certain things that are indispensable for us, that are indispensable for us, and there are certain things that are not indispensable for us. But these are the things that are incumbent upon a girl generally when it comes to the Nizgaya. Let's say a court is one of us. So it's not indispensable to us. Apparently, according to Rach, according to the Rach, so the thing that is affects chaos is fear. We see that Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua says that Toba Ubeloi Mo, so is the Gerber, Rabbi Yeshua says. Because we learned it out from the Mois, how will the Mois Yichnas Tachat Kampi Ashrino? Through Tvile. So anyone, even a man, can be Yichnas Tachat Kampi Ashrino, can acquire vicious soil just through Tvile. And the Chachamim Achirik, we pass on the Chachamim. So apparently, according to the Rach, the only reason as to why the Chachamim Achirik and Rabbi Yeshua is not that the Chachamim hold that Tfilah by itself does not affect Geus, but Tfilah plus Mile affect Geus. No. Just as Rabbi Yeshua says that Tfilah by itself can affect Geus, so the Chachamim also say that the thing that affects Geus is Tfilah. This is something that is required by everyone, by men or women. But the reason is why the Chachamim say that Mo Beloi Toba, Toba Beloi Mo, so any care, so it's because if he's not female, so he's a Mo. And Deus cannot be Chal on a Mo. If a Jew is born as a Jew, so he's a no, but he's still a Jew. Mashiach, if someone is not a Jew and he wants to become Jewish, so Geus cannot chal as long as the person is a no. So the reason is so it's for different reasons that Tfilah is Me'akev and Mila is Me'akev. We see according to Rabbi Yeshua, just Tfilah is Me'akev. Why? So Rabbi Yeshua holds Mila it does not affect the Deos. But only Tefillah affects the Deos. But Chachamim say that Mo Tova Loi Mo Eiyeh at Yom Yitzchak. So it's not that Rabbi Chachamim say no, contrary to what Rabbi Yeshua says, that just Tefillah affects the Deos. So the Chachamim say no, the combination of Mila and Tefillah affects the Deos. No, just as Rabbi Yeshua says, that Tefillah affects the Deos, so the Chachamim are made it to Rabbi Yeshua. That Tefillah affects the Deos. But if it's not Mila, So the Mele, the Tefile, the Tefile, so the Geus is not how we know. As a matter of fact, the Ritmo and the Hashbo, they are hearing on the Ramban. The Ramban says that the Evet, so Toba, Kedem Amile, so the Tefile is a good Tefile, so the Geus is a good Geus. And the Rambam mentions the Raya from the version is Gaiva doing so of Mila, even if she gives birth to his son. But so he requires Mila. So the Hashbo and the Ritmo, they are clearly come to Rambam, and they say no, that he, every time he gives his Gaiva, so the Mila must take place before the Mila. And if the Mila takes place before the Mila, so then after the Mila, another Mila must take place. Otherwise, he doesn't become a ger. So the Hashbo and the Ritvoi Lomes, they say, why? Because if he is a noble, so the Lichmasik with Bishas Yisrael. So they say that it's a special aloche, that a noble, Geus cannot be halal a noble. But what affects Geus, if they call it a Chachomi? What affects Geus? So the Tefillah affects the Geus. But if he's not mal, so then, Geus cannot take effect in an all. So the Mele, even if he is mal, but if he is mal after the Tefillah, if he's mal after the Tefillah, he must have another Tefillah. Because it is the Tefillah that affects Geus. And the reason is why Mele is required, because if Mele does not take place prior to the Tefillah, so the thing that affects Geus cannot take effect. Because if the Tefillah takes place while it's an O, Geus cannot take effect in an O. So that's why the Mila must receive the Tefillah. So the Mele, the Rashiach is also like that. That the thing that affects Geus is Tefillah. And the reason is why the Chachamim say that the Tovah Lo Imo is any year is because if he's not Mimele, he's an O. So in a man, as long as he's a noble, Geus does not take effect. But if the goal when it comes to the Misgaya is immoral already, he's immoral already. So the Mele is not a noble. So the Mele, the Tefillah, can take effect. And he becomes again, lechol ador. But in order to marry Bas Yisrael, there is another halacha. Because that's the halacha. Bishlish et vori, nichmesu Yisrael ibris, v'nile u'tvile v'atzor eskol. So that's a halacha. That even, now we learn it out from Doris. We learn it out from Doris. Now the question is this. Rashi Yibome says, because our ancestors, at the time of Matan Torah, so prior to Matan Torah, they had the din of Neneach. They had the din of Neneach. So the Mele, they acquired Bishas Yisrael, through Matan Torah. So, and they had Mele, Tefillah, Vatzor Eschol, so that, from that we deduce, that whenever someone, a goy, comes to the Misgaya, he acquires Mele, Tefillah, Vatzor Eschol. Now, so that is alright, according to Rashi, because Rashi Shiki is, that the Oves did not have the din of Yisrael. The Ramban, in Miskeirish and Chumash, and the parasha of the Mikalah, the Megadim, so Ben Yisha Israelis. So the Ramban mentioned the Shita of Hachmitzot Rashi, which is also the Shita of Rashi, that prior to Matan Torah, so the Oves and the descendants of the Oves, the Bnei Yisrael had the Yom Kippur, and the Ramban says no. Shemei Sheichnas Avraham Avinu Libris. So Yotzer Kol Bneiach, and the Oves had a din of Yisrael. Now, what does the Ramban do with this Gemara? in die Bombes, die Schleche kommen in Nichlisu, die Säule Brief, die Mille Tür, was es kommen. And what does it mean, bin Mille Obes, die Schleche Nichlisu, habe ich sehr gut, die Mille Tür, was es kommen. That means, der Nichlisu, die Säule, ich habe es nicht but, die Schleche, die kommen, die Chachmitz, Hofas, Chachmitz, Hofas, die Obes, die Dinnom, die Neach, and when did they acquire Moshes Yisrael? Only through Matan Torah. So we understand. But the Kabbalistic is that Mishor Shemichas Avraham Avinu agrees, so he had the Din of Yisrael. So how can we learn out? How can we learn out from the Oves and Matan Torah that they had Mila and Tfila about Zeskol? So the Ramban himself says, because even though they had the Din of Yisrael, but through Matan Torah there was a thesis to ship. There was a thesis to ship. So the Mele, they had to undergo Mila Tfilah Atzeres Kol because the thesis Dushe that was conferred upon them. Even though they were there, they didn't have Yisrael before too. But on account of the thesis Dushe. So that thesis Dushe, it was not like the Geus of by going today. The Geus by going today, so without the Geus, he's a goy. But Bishasmat Tele according to the Rabban Shite that they had Moshes Yisrael before too, and they had to go through Mila and Tfilah that just gone because of the Tesis Moshe, so that only meant that Bishasmat Torah, it was incumbent upon them. Incumbent, that was the mandate that was incumbent upon all the Bnei Yisrael, even though they had Moshes Yisrael. But on account of the Tesis Moshe, it was incumbent upon them. And to have Mila and Tfilah and Atzeres Kol. And they didn't. Now suppose one Jew, I mean of course every Jew had Mila and Tfilah and Atzeres Kol. But suppose one Jew did not have Mila and Tfilah and Atzeres Kol, so what? He would have remained a goy. Is it possible that he would have remained a goy? He wouldn't have remained a goy. He had the Din of Yisrael anyway. And you couldn't even say that Jew, I mean, B'mtzias, every Jew had Mila and Tfilah before Matan Torah. But suppose some Jews would have refrained from having Mila and Tfilah. So would they have remained going? They wouldn't have remained going. So, but what would it have meant? It would have meant that he hasn't fulfilled the mandates that were incumbent upon him. So in Mele, he would be also to marry Bas Yisrael until he had new Tfilah. So that means that besides the aloche of Mele and Tfilah as being indispensable for Geos, Tfilah as being the thing that affects Geos, and Mele, because if there is no Mele, so it's a no, so Geos cannot be how, so besides that, the requirement of Mila and Tfilah as being indispensable for Geus, so every Geah so becomes obligated, generally, is Mechuyeh to have Mila and Tfilah. And if he doesn't, so is Mechuyeh to love him call. So Mele, the Rach says, if he comes to the Mizgaya, and he's already involved, so Mele, Tfilah can have, and the Tfilah by itself as long as the man, the good who comes to this guy and is not a noble, so then the Tfilah can affect Eos. But there is another aloha. Kishem shenichnisu Yisrael in Greece, b'mila Tfilah b'atzeres kol m'kach l'deiris. So he has to undergo Mila and Tfilah b'atzeres kol, even if he is a Yisrael. So it becomes incumbent upon him to go through Mila and Tfilah b'atzeres kol. Now, and if he doesn't, go through, so he's Mechuyeh to love Mikol. So the Rach says, since he cannot have Mila, he's already immoral, so the Mela is Mechuyeh to love Mikol. But in Jew he is. And then his children, so Amuta love Mikol. Because he himself is a Gyalachol Advar, except that he's Mechuyeh to love Mikol. Why is he Mechuyeh to love Mikol? Because in order to be Mechuyeh to love Mikol, even if he is in Israel, so in Geah must go through Mila Tfilah b'atzeres kol. Since he is already involved, so Mimele, he cannot have Mila. So the other Mishinim Achere, he cannot have Mila, but he can have Atavis to Dambris. So Dambris is, in case someone is involved, so the Atavis Dambris is in lieu of the Mila. And the Rakshita is not. The Russian rabbi that the Thomas Bambuis cannot be a substitute for law. But in there he is, because the tree, since he's not at all, so the tree by itself can affect the laws. I mean, this is the Shiva. So the Ramban says, here the Ramban is attached. The chamber 20, since they are already moving, so they have been like in cable. All they have to do is to go through the field. That's what the Ramban says.